And nó do số tăng chua SBS Radio Hong Program đồng thông về bên sang Victoria tới chợ Australia. Nó là mỗi tổ khoa chi sang hùa Akira Lê nó dạ. À nơi cô à nhờ ít tu à sai mong nhau cho tới chợ Australia nó nơi cô à tao dành tao ít cho đua là giờ thay tao ít cho đua thế này giờ cho là vợ ít cho Arts Exhibition Show thế giờ vợ à đại calendar là đại lô mong hùa tăng chỉ dư là sĩ party thiên nó dạ. À cho là cho sẽ đại sai thế à mong là ổn năng tàu plot cho sống nhân rồi tới chỗ xuống là mong luôn năng hợp dụng lịch trả thế nào các khiêm chỉ cho các cho arts exhibition là đại calendar là gì đại party thiên là gì tăng chỉ duyên là tập sẽ bao mình chỉ ở trong đó.
Okay, it was an idea that I came up with about 4 years ago, and then 2 years ago when I had the support for the Trans Youth Society to start organizing the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So we photographed in 2017.
Oh, good day, Kula.
So 2017, and then we started 2017. We did a lot of the shoots in 2018 in Brisbane and in Cairns. Only because I live in Brisbane, and then I have family in Cairns, so we only did Queensland. But it was very early. We didn't know whether or not this was going to be good or going to happen. So we only kept it to Queensland. Now this year, the Youth Society is going to be bringing out the Australian Hmong calendar for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And they are ready to print, and Anthony Vu, who is also a very intelligent and inspirational Hmong artist in Australia, he asked me to be the first exhibition for his gallery at Fat Carrot in West End.
Okay.
And I chose 10 photos that didn't go into the calendar. So these photos are separate to the calendar photos, but from the same shoot. So no one has seen these photos yet, and we're very excited to
it's a surprise. ก็ฮะ manage ก็ฮันเทียต่อจากนั่งรอไทยด้วยลิจ่าเทียอยู่ไทยจะด้วยรองลิจ่า it's like what type of photos that you want to put into calendars จอมุจอร์จะปฏิทินอยู่เขียนจะมองสบายเลยเทียจะด้วยนะฮะเขียนจะได้จีนเลยมอง
the photos were I asked the Hmong community I posted on Facebook, and the Hmong, the Cairns Hmong Society also asked the community to see if anyone wanted to be involved as models. I had two Hmong hair and makeup artists, Tiana Xiong, and she's from Brisbane, so she did all the hair and makeup artists in Brisbane. And then in Cairns, I was very lucky to also get Melinda. And Melinda did all the photos for me in Cairns.
Okay.
And did all the hair and makeup for me in Cairns.
Okay.
It's a combination of both, because we have, for example, Maimoa.
Okay.
Her daughter is not. Her daughter is Hmong, Pia. I think Lebanese. And also, I have, for example, I had Michael Tao, who is a bodybuilder in Brisbane. And at the time, his then girlfriend Stephanie, she's not Hmong, but because I wanted to show that Hmong is more diverse right now. It's not just this is we are moving forward, and the photos I wanted to be very modern. I wanted to not just traditional, but some of the photos are quite traditional because, like I said, we can't get away from our homeland. We can't get away from that. We came from Laos. because my parents came from Laos, so it's, for me, you know, those images are very important to me too. So I try to do both.
Yeah, yeah. The my kun yong mong tia, yang cho wa luat tia chia. That's not only that, all the details. That's because do na ka po mua cho effects to laya call gan yu zhong laya cho ita symbols cho ita character laya cho effects to gan yu how zhong ka zai li cha tia laya chia li.
There is one photo that I did with effects, but this photo will be seen in the calendar. So it's a photo with my sister and her partner, Daniel, who is German. And in the photo, she is a mermaid. So in that one, she had her mermaid tail was obviously very, you know, special effects edited.
Okay.
But her makeup was all the talent of Melinda. So Melinda did this amazing, beautiful blue and green makeup, and it looked really good. But with the other photos, I tried very hard to keep it natural.
Okay.
And I wanted to show the talent of my makeup artist.
Jean Kerman. Kumuaneng no hetia got an arts exhibition show now. No clear so mong luôn nhớ hồn sơ là do clear lý giải cho nó mong community đó là mong tuổi nhỏ rồi thế cho số là roughly 40 years là do ít nhất cũng có tuổi nhỏ trên đây một đó thế thì cái lúc họ PM đó họ arts exhibition thế cho calendar nó có xả cho là clear lý giải cho nó mong community nhớ rồi thế cho số là nó cho số là bao.
I think really about making images of the Hmong community in Australia and seeing it in a more modern. You know, right now we are also, you know, our costumes are and the symbols and the costumes and our design is handed in for, you know, hundreds of years. But you see, even in the costumes, a lot of them are very modern now.
A lot of them. Long layer.
And really beautiful. And so I want to show modern. I think for me, there is also other projects that I want to show. For example. Stories of the Hmong people, or the older generation Hmong people. But I think, you know, just for the moment, it's all about modern because we wanted something that was different.
Arts exhibition show.
We are opening 21st of March.
21st of March.
21st of March, and then closing on the 28th of April.
Continuously
we have a closing reception on the 20th of April, and that is at the same time as the Easter soccer. So we will be expecting, you know, because the Easter soccer is happening in Brisbane. So Anthony and I talked about it, and we really want to have, I know that a lot of people are coming from Cairns. Hopefully if we have people from Melbourne and Sydney and, you know, everywhere else. Yes, I hope so. Yeah, but it will be available for anyone to come and see during that time.
Cú giờ ít chỗ artist, cái giờ photographer, thế giờ cú khiên đại rồi tờ university, thế giờ, cái rồi cái văn hóa lừa lừa thế, cái xã hội thì mua cho kế tham gia cho art, là cho artist để mong community bảo lý cả thế.
I think that I know that a lot of our Hmong, the younger Hmong generation now is, you know, a lot of them are becoming doctors and lawyers and accountants and, you know, and searching for higher education, which I'm very proud of. But I think in terms of art, I think it's still very new for our artists because I think it's the same with it's very hard to get into the industry. Why I'm a photographer and an artist and a writer, but my main job is at the university, so I still work at the university to support my family. But I still have to promote my art and keep promoting for the Hmong people and Asian, Western Asian.
So, Daryl, you have a hobby, like a other source of inspiration that you want to pursue.
Yes, that's right. So, for me because I don't have, you know, I only just started. So even though I've been a professional photographer for 3 years, I don't feel like I've got enough behind me to, you know, to do it full time.
Okay.
And yeah, and I think, you know, unless you have financial, you know, it's so important.
Yeah, come on. Go to exhibition, go one or two, go deal and was a one and back out at all outside, get back to under local community, like your local council, government, so whoever, business, or whatever.
No, this project was all voluntary work, so we didn't get any funding. It was my dream. Started asking people to help, so all the flights, everything like that, I paid for. But then the models came, they volunteered. Costumes were volunteered, like I said. Melinda and Tiana, you know, they are professional makeup artists, and they can charge. But they did all of my makeup for free for me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because they believed in the whole cause.
Yeah, so. How is the reaction? Morning, Sally, that I got your art exhibition. Yad Holoma, Anthony, one of your art exhibition about Hmong history, like Hmong have to cross the Mekong River, whatever, doing the boats. But now, got that work on her, Sally?
My work, apart from that, I work solely with photography. I think my work is, I don't know, we're just two different styles. Hard to explain. But also with my work, I think my work is more fantasy, more and less historical and less political. Anthony's work is because he's very intelligent, he's very involved in the academic part of the art process. He strongly focuses on the culture, where I think my work is, I am a little bit more, not creative, but I'm a little bit less restrained by culture. So so my work is, I mainly move towards more of
mainstream.
Yeah, that's right, mainstream trends. And also my work, I feel, is also very driven by feminism as well. So a lot of my images, I look at, you know, how can I change the images of women, especially Hmong women, and empowering them and finding their place in this new world that we have.
Because I hello that you told your Hmong or near Mutosheng arts, the artist, no.
I'd say keep going, and reach out to all the other, you know, all the other your predecessors, like, you know, like Anthony and myself. We're very, you know, we look forward to having other people to collaborate with. Keep doing, don't give up, you know, because your voice is important. People are always looking to see representation, and it's the artists who represent our community in the wilder world. I know that, I'm not saying that, you know, our tertiary, you know, children don't play a large part in it too, but I think that the artists are the most visual ones, and it's a very important, you know, role that we play as well. And I encourage students,
you know,
wrong, you used to follow that dream.
Okay. Yeah. Which one? 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 Which one?
Which one? Which one? Which one? Which one? Which one? Which one?